Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday, November 4th. It is November, starting to feel like fall finally around here. It's not 90 degrees today in St. Louis. It's a nice day, nice fall day. In studio with me this morning, Sharon Reardon, Director of International Student Ministry here in St. Louis. Sharon, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Love talking about ISM and all the events going on, how we can welcome our neighbors who are students, international students here in our community, and there are international student ministries across the country as well. What's going on with international student ministry? You've had you just have a number of events going on year round.
We sure do. And fall is such a busy time because mm-hmm. the students are coming back and we're welcoming them. We just got finished with a hayride out in Pacific, Missouri.
Oh, fun.
And you never experience a hayride like you do when you have international students who are doing this for the very first time. In that way, ISM is a lot like parents describing when their children are doing something for the first time and how exciting that is. Except with ISM, we have adults and they're communicating with us and letting us know how much fun they're having throughout the event.
I never realized that something as simple as a hayride is very much so an American thing.
Oh, it is. And the students come and, first of all, can't believe all the land that the farmer owns, mm-hmm. that we go out to Krauss Farm. And
oh, yeah.
It's just so much fun. And then also, we do a cookout, and they've never done a cookout before. Mm-hmm. So you're explaining that there's a fire and down to how to put the hot dog on the skewer. and then we have s'mores, which is always a huge adventure.
Important survival skill there.
Absolutely.
How to make s'mores.
Very sweet for Asian students. They're not used to that much sugar all at once. So.
Everybody got a sugar rush after that.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's nice to get to go out to the Krauss Farms and have fun out there, a little fall activities to enjoy the beautiful weather.
And this year, Farmer Krauss took all the students when he fed the cows, and that was just so exciting for them. Mm-hmm. They had never done that before. So,
how fun.
For me too. I like to see it again as well.
About how many students came out for the hayride this year?
We had about 45.
Wow.
And then New Beginnings, mm-hmm. Lutheran Church, supplied all the meal goods. So they brought potato salad and chili and potato chips and the s'mores fixings, as well as the hot dogs. So
fun. Well, it sounds like you had a great time, a lot of fun, and welcoming our new friends with some American fall traditions.
Absolutely.
How did the furniture event go and helping the students get moved in?
Oh, the furniture event, actually, I would say it was our best year. Mm-hmm. Over 300 students received furniture, and we're talking beds and couches, and they're so excited. The students that come here internationally obviously can't bring anything with them. Most of them are graduate students, so they can't live in the dorms where furniture is provided. And it doesn't make sense for them to spend tons of money going out and purchasing furniture
sure.
to fill an apartment. So they come to this and they just can't believe it. Most of the students that come have only been in the United States for maybe 2 weeks. They can't believe the generosity mm-hmm. of Americans, that not only do they get this free furniture, but people deliver it for them. It was just a wonderful event. It's such a happy day. And our American volunteers, it's hard work, but they love it. They love interacting with the students. They make new friends really for the rest of the year.
I love the pictures on the website, the ISM website, of some guys carrying mattresses.
And absolutely. Yeah.
Unloading the trucks and moving the furniture. So
mm-hmm,
yeah,
fun
you can
day.
See that hard labor at work, but a labor of love.
Absolutely.
Now, it's fall, more fall activities just around the corner, right?
Yes, we have a Thanksgiving dinner, which is so exciting every year. It's reminiscent of the first Thanksgiving in that you have new people to the land. And our international students quite often come to this dinner. It's at Concordia Maplewood, I should say, on November 19th from noon to 2. But the international students come and quite often bring dishes to share. So that is fun. You're trying new things mm-hmm. that you've never had before. And then we provide for them very traditional Thanksgiving food.
Now, do any of them have a similar holiday in their own culture in which they're bringing a dish from that holiday? Or is this Thanksgiving tradition totally new to them?
They have not mentioned that mm-hmm. before, and usually they would. So if we'd be talking about what we do in our tradition, quite often they say, oh, we have that in our country. Mm-hmm. New Year's is a good example.
Sure.
But I can't recall any of the students ever saying that they have a Thanksgiving holiday in their country. What's so beautiful about this is we get to explain the first Thanksgiving, and that some of the pilgrims that came here because they desired to worship God how they wanted. And then on the back of our program, we have, we tell them that they were Christians. And so on the back of our program, we have what Christians believe, and it's a breakdown of the faith, and they can go home later and kind of read and digest mm-hmm. that. And it's a good exposure, not only to this wonderful food holiday, but this wonderful holiday of Thanksgiving where we're remembering our Creator and thanking Him for providing for us.
Right. All that He provides for us in this life sustains us in this life, and we give thanks for that during this time.
That's right. And that truly is a new concept mm-hmm. to some of the students.
Right. Where are many of these students coming from, the countries and cultures from which they come?
Yes. At Washington University, which is really where we mainly draw students from for our events, but also I should say from Webster. And we have some students, international students actually from UMSL this year and SLU who are coming. Most of them at Washington University are from China. Mm-hmm. But we do have, I'm counting in my head right here, we do have 4 students this year who are from Iran. And that's really interesting. Some are more devout Muslim than others. So they're being exposed to Christianity, and quite surprised. We did have one young woman, she was from Egypt, who said that when she came here, she was surprised because she was taught not to trust people. And if people are nice to you, they're expecting something. And she told that she was going out to her car and had a bunch of groceries and was kind of fumbling with them. And this man came up to her and said, "Can I help you?" and started helping her pick things up. And that was unbelievable to her. And a nice exposure to how Americans lend a hand.
Americans can be nice.
They yeah. can be, yes.
Yeah. Well, so the Thanksgiving feast is coming up here just not too long, almost 2 weeks from now.
Right, right. And you're still welcome to come. It's not too late to sign up. I can't tell you the number of people who leave that Thanksgiving feast that we have at Concordia Maplewood, and they say, "This is the best thing I'm going to do the whole season." It's just lovely. You sit down. The students are so interesting. They tell you interesting things about themselves, and then they're so interested in American culture. Mm-hmm. And also, the discussion, again, the window is open that we can share faith, because they ask, okay, so what is this about? Where you're thanking God, and that's just a lovely experience. And we finish with a hymn, a traditional Thanksgiving hymn, because we are exposing them to what Thanksgiving is about, both culturally and spiritually.
You're thanking God by eating a lot of food?
Exactly. We catch on quickly to that.
We're thanking God, giving thanks to God for all the good gifts He gives us, especially providing for our needs in food. And yes. What better way to say thanks than with prayer, but also with enjoying those good gifts, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's something about fellowship over food as we're all sitting and eating and talking and laughing. And the room is just lovely. It's filled with happy conversation and lots mm-hmm. of laughter.
Indeed. Now, this is coming up on November 19th, noon to 2. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How do we sign up for this event?
You can give me a call mm-hmm. or you can also email. So the number is 314-452-6406. And because we have such a large staff, I'll answer the phone. And then also, you can contact us through email, which is ismstlouis. So it's ismstlouis@gmail.com.
All right. ismstlouis@gmail.com. Or you can phone 314 952-6406. Now, in terms of food, do we need to bring a dish or a couple of dishes? How do we go about that?
We have this worked out in such a wonderful way. First of all, the turkey is donated.
Wow.
By Phil Krause. We talked about his dad earlier going out to his farm, and he has a great meat smoking business. So the turkey is phenomenal. It's really delicious. And then we have, so that it's not too much of a burden on any one congregation, we have different churches bringing enough of one dish to feed 100. For example, my church is bringing enough mashed potatoes for 100 and enough stuffing for 100. And then there's another church that's bringing cornbread enough for 100. So we're kind of doing it that way. However, if you want to share a dish, you certainly can bring one, but it's not required.
Bring enough for 100?
If you're feeling ambitious, sure, but if not, that's okay.
Grandma's secret recipe, make enough for 100.
Sounds good.
Wow. Cornbread and potatoes and stuffing.
And cranberries and rolls and, just definitely the traditional Thanksgiving food that we're exposing our international friends to.
Now, we were having a discussion about stuffing the other day. I was having a discussion with friends about different traditions when it comes to stuffing at Thanksgiving. Do you have a secret recipe in your family when it comes to stuffing, or some call it dressing?
Yeah, we sort of do. I don't know that it's a secret. It could be for sale. If you want to bet. Uh-huh, it's delicious.
How do you explain stuffing to international students?
I've never had to. We just have them
just try it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just try it.
Just something that's kind of interesting is that international students like the dark meat on the turkey.
I'm with them.
I am too.
I'm a dark meat person. Not a big fan of the white meat.
That's right. But it's interesting. It was different than I expected because I'm used to most Americans wanting the white meat. So
yeah. I would prefer the dark meat too.
It's moist.
Yeah. Exactly. If I could find a turkey that was entirely dark meat, I'd be happy. I'm not a big fan of the turkey dinner because I'm not a big fan of white meat. Mm-hmm. So introducing, here is a dish that's comprised primarily of bread.
Exactly.
Trying to explain stuffing and how many kinds of bread, how many ways can we serve bread in a meal? We serve stuffing, we serve cornbread, dinner rolls, things like that.
It's interesting that you bring that up because international students, especially from China, are surprised at the amount of bread Americans eat anyway, just whether it's on sandwiches or breakfast. We always have to have toast, and they're always surprised that Americans eat so much bread.
We do. It's been a few years, but I realized one day that I was eating probably six to eight slices of bread in a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was having a sandwich for breakfast, just like an egg sandwich or something like that for breakfast because it was easy to take in the car, a sandwich for lunch, and then maybe a sandwich for a snack in the evening too. As well, in the afternoon or in the evening, I was going through like a half a loaf of bread in just a day.
Dan,
it was crazy.
That's one of the things that's very fun about interacting with international students is they can bring those things to life.
Right.
When at the time when they're saying, "Yeah, Americans eat a lot of bread," I'd never thought about that before. But you're exactly right. All throughout the day, we have so much where they might be having noodles,
noodles or rice.
Or rice, absolutely.
Which is perhaps a better grain choice than six slices of bread. Well, it sounds like a fun event, gathering together on November 19th. If you're interested in participating, being a part of this Thanksgiving feast for international students, phone Sharon at 314-452-6406. Now, there are other ways to welcome our international students as well. Tell me about that.
Yes, we have a need right now, so I'll put that out there to the KFUO listening community for friendship families. Our friendship family program this year has been very popular, and we have 5 students who are waiting for American families. 87% of international students that study in the United States never enter an American home.
Wow.
I know. So that's a remarkable statistic, and it's an opportunity lost for us, especially for Christians. It's an opportunity lost to show hospitality to the sojourner in our land. the Friendship Family Program is so successful. It's a program that's near and dear to my heart because very naturally you can share Christ. One of our mottos is share yourself, share Christ. And when you have a student into your home who gets to know your family, has dinner with you, sees that you pray before meals, and then naturally asks a question, what are you praying for? Who are you praying to? I was so excited. Hope St. Louis and the city had a hymn sing to celebrate their 100th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I attended that. And when we were there, two of our friendship families were there and they had brought their students. And it was
great
perfect.
Idea.
Yeah. And since I had met the students before, they came running up to me afterwards and expressed how beautiful the service was. They had never mm-hmm. been in something like that, heard the organ music, the choir. They were happy to sing along with the hymns. It was an amazing experience for everybody and very exciting for the friendship families to see that these graduate students mm-hmm. had come and were so excited to participate in a beautiful worship service.
So really, it's a way to connect, for families to connect with an international student here in the St. Louis area and just spend some time with them doing things that your family would normally do, whether it's a family get-together or going to a special event. This is a way to do that. With the holidays coming, this is great too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it doesn't have to be on Christmas Day if you're going to be out of town, but around the Christmas season, just have the mm-hmm. student over. I had such a lovely experience. There was a student I was attending an event at St. Louis University, and I introduced our program and talked about friendship families. Afterwards, the student came up to me with great passion. He was from Ghana, and he said, "This is what I need." And he's like, "I need an American family while I'm here." And so he showed me his card that he had filled out. He's actually a physician.
Wow.
Here's how interesting these students are. This gentleman was from Ghana. He was studying. He got his medical degree in Moscow, and then he was coming to the United States to study further. But what he wanted was an American family to have the real American experience.
Sure, and coming from a culture where community is so important mm-hmm. and family is so important.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that family is thrilled, and he's thrilled as well to know them.
I assume same phone number to become a friendship family?
Absolutely, and the same staff will answer.
Sharon, always a joy to talk with you. 314-452-6406. Sharon Reardon, International Student Ministry in St. Louis. Thanks for being my guest this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the Daily Lectionary. You're listening to His Time.